Morning show. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Okie dokie. Good morning. Rock. Hunter.
Nice.
Just about quitting time. Good, because Hunter and I got a lot of stuff to do today. We got busy days. Yeah. No, that's not true. I'm going to take like a 3-hour nap, man.
What are you going to do today?
I told you. Nothing major. I got
taking a 3-hour nap.
I got my physical, but after my physical, 3-hour nap for sure.
You got to turn your head and cough, huh? You know what about doing? What? You want to go split wood? I need to freshen up on some wood over here. We've been wanting to have a campfire, a little bonfire at night, you know?
Your little arms can't lift that axe.
I got a wood splitter, so shut up. All I got to do is get it up. All I got to do is get it up on the splitter.
You got a hard time picking up a thing of toothpicks. Come on now.
You know what? I can split some wood, son. I've spent some time. Hey, I'll tell you, though. I ain't swinging that axe down on that wood anymore. I don't know. It makes me nervous. There was one time it kind of...
Got it grazed off, got close to the nuts.
It was close, Brock. Yeah. It was close. I kind of jumped out of the way. I don't know. It's just nicer to have the slow splitter. I think the older you get, you're like, yeah.
Well, you don't got to work as hard, so.
Yeah, that too.
Until you get your finger caught
probably
in there.
Need the workout.
Until you get you, after your eighth beer while you're using the log splitter, and then you look away for 1 second because your wife's yelling at you, and then you lose a thumb. Ow! No!
You know, that is one thing about, like, we always have, like wood-splitting parties.
Yeah.
Like, 8, 9, 10 people would come over. But you can only go as fast as the wood splitter.
Yeah.
So, really, what it is, it's just one guy holding the wood and, like, 9 guys drinking beers around
and
it.
Then you rotate, hey, take a break. Let me split
take
some wood.
Break.
Take
you're a break. Tired. No, you
no.
ain't tired.
You've had 9 whiskey sours. You are not touching this wood splitter. Yeah. All right, get out of here. Can we turn this thing up a little bit?
Really don't understand what wood-splitting parties are. It's code.
Yeah.
Or, hey, let's come over and drink a bunch of beers.
And 2 guys are going to be splitting with the rest of us just hammered drunk.
Right.
And then we'll get in the
away
way.
From the wives for a little bit. Let's go.
Yes, it's 8 guys getting in the way of 2 guys actually trying to split wood is what it is.
You know?
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll bring the BB gun out, too. So two of them be over there shooting.
Your dad ends up doing all the work. Like, I don't even want to have you guys come over. It's ridiculous. Go sit down.
Get out of the way.
Go sit down by the fire. Come on now.
We even have a conveyor belt. It goes to the end of the splitter, so it kind of like takes it away a little bit and stacks it. Oh my God! It's
not splitting wood. It's setting wood.
It's glory.
It's moving wood from one place to another, and that's it. That's it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Just be careful, buddy. I don't want you losing a thumb. All right.
So, hey, if you want to come over and drink some beers later,
sounds good. I mean, split some wood. Split some wood.
You just gotta talk loud because that wood splitter's really loud.
Oh no, wood splitter's as loud as me, man. That's it. I got it covered. Enough of you endangering the lives of many while splitting wood. We got to get to it. It's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. This is a pretty badass one. Chuck Norris was a pallbearer at Bruce Lee's funeral. How badass do you have to be a pallbearer at Bruce Lee's funeral?
It's too bad. I mean,
like, who's going to be the pallbearer at Chuck Norris's? Like, who is worthy enough to carry Chuck Norris into the afterlife?
Did he carry the casket over his shoulder?
Yeah,
that's
what the pallbearer does. Yeah, by himself.
One pallbearer.
Him, Chuck Norris, shirtless in his action jeans, carrying Bruce Lee's casket.
It's kind of odd that he is a pallbearer, and in the movie, Bruce Lee wins that fight, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce Lee kicks Chuck Norris's ass, man, in that.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Enter the Dragon or something like that?
So, I think so.
God, you know who has glorious chest hair? Chuck Norris. I don't know if he gets enough credit for it.
He does, though.
That guy is...
He's a hairy man.
He's got some hair on there.
And he has got one hell of a roundhouse kick.
You know what's underneath Chuck Norris's beard? Another fist.
Bam!
You know, when Chuck Norris is... when he does push-ups, he doesn't actually push his body up. He pushes the world down.
Come on.
Classic.
Yeah, names for his left and right leg, Law and Order.
Tears. Chuck Norris doesn't cry tears. Tears cry Chuck Norris. That's what it is.
There's like trillions of Chuck Norris facts.
I mean, the guy is badass, dude. He is badass. The only guy.
He always had that just blank look on his face.
Yeah, you know? it's a look of like, anybody want to piss me off? Because I will roundhouse you in the face. Oh. Dude, Walker, Texas Ranger was one of the greatest shows of all time.
I love it.
And even
seriously,
better.
One of my favorites.
even better. He sings the theme song, all right?
He does.
So imagine Chuck Norris, all right? Yeah, roundhouse throwing Rangers. Chuck Norris in there with headphones on in front of a microphone. And the eyes of a ranger are upon you. Anything you do, he's going to see. When you're in Texas, look behind you, because that's where the ranger's going to be. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing, man.
It really is.
Effing Chuck Norris, I love it.
They were great episodes, man. Yeah. You know what you're getting.
Yeah. Him and Wilford Brimley out there driving around in Dodge trucks, getting it done. Yeah.
You know you're going to get a roundhouse here coming up.
Roundhouse. Chuck Norris. Anyway, so there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for
those
Monday.
Those tight jeans.
Those tight action. They're called action jeans. Action jeans. a lot of room there in the crotch. One, to hold his gigantic nuts, and so he has free movement for roundhouse kicks. Yeah. All right, that's your final fact and opinion for today. We're going to be back. What we learned on the show, stick around.
More rock next.